Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Tonight's guest is Jason Corona. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate your time. Jason, please give us a brief bio on yourself.
My name is Jason Corona. I'm 44 years old. I'm a retired martial arts teacher. And I also have been into cryptozoology since I was about 14. So that's me in a nutshell.
Cryptozoology is an awfully fascinating topic. I can understand why you've been into it for so long.
Yeah, but I haven't studied like all of the cryptids. I've only done like Sasquatch or mostly Dogman type stuff. So, well, before I heard them get called Dogman, I just called them werewolves. But back then, I always believed that they were some kind of animal that always stays in that werewolf-looking form. That's what's always been in the back of my mind.
No, I think you're right. I do think they look the way they do, 24/7, 365. Some people call them werewolves, but a werewolf technically is a human who somehow, through magic or whatever ability, is able to transform into the form of a beast. As we know, and like you just said, dogmen look the way they do 24/7, 365. But speaking of werewolves, before your encounter happened, you had a love for werewolves. What was it about them that you found so interesting?
When I was 4 years old, do you remember the movie The Howling?
Oh, yeah.
I saw The Howling when I was 4 years old by accident, and it terrified me for, like I wouldn't sleep in my own room for, like, 5 years. And then the fear turned to just fascination. I was up in the hills, up in the mountains, trying to find them, and I was trying to hunt me down a werewolf.
Wow, what would you have done if you would have found one?
I didn't get that far.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Do you still love them?
Oh, yeah. I'm a werewolf dogman fanatic.
Okay, I've got the perfect man on the line to ask this question. Of all the werewolf movies out there, Jason, in your opinion, which one is the best one?
Oh, easy. Bad Moon.
Good man. Good man. I agree. There are a lot of good ones out there, but in my opinion, none of them top Bad Moon.
Bad Moon was the best werewolf movie ever made, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. That is a good one.
The werewolf design in the movie was like the ultimate werewolf.
Oh, you're right. And the people who created that creature actually won awards for the great job they did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I can understand why they did. Let's set a baseline, Jason. If you don't mind telling us, where did your encounter happen and when?
The encounter happened in Clements, California. It's a little small town with about 800 people that live there. And it happened May of 2021. So it happened last year, last May.
Not that long ago. How do you describe that area? What's that area like around there?
It's a lot of hills, like a lot of rolling green hills, a lot of oak trees. It's really beautiful, beautiful area.
It sounds like it. Yeah, sounds like beautiful country. If you'd like to be able to listen to the show without ads and have full access to bonus content, that's an option. To find out how, please go to dogmanencounters.com/podcast. You told us about your feelings for werewolves, but now that you've had that encounter of your own, what are your thoughts on dogmen?
I am blown away that something like that is even real. Not that I didn't ever have a doubt, but to be able to see one was just, it was amazing and terrifying and eye-opening. And I sort of had like a new like awakening and outlook on like life since that happened.
Well, when you encounter one of these things, it'll tend to do that to you. How dangerous do you think they are?
I think they are dangerous. How can I word this? I think there are some that won't even pay you any attention, but I have read several unknown animal attack news reports to where it makes me feel like they're more dangerous than we realize, and there seems to be more sightings of them now.
It seems to be that way, but in my opinion, I just think it's our communication system being that much more efficient. You told me the first time we spoke, Jason, that you're glad your encounter happened. Why is that?
Well, because I've always believed in those creatures, and to get a confirmation that I wasn't crazy and that I believed in something that I always felt was real, that's what did it for me.
Well, seeing is believing. Can't deny the fact that they're out there when you actually come face to face with one.
It was just everything I felt. I was feeling feelings that I've never felt before or felt so deep, if that makes any sense.
No, that makes really good sense. If you come face to face with a dog man, it is going to bring up feelings that you've never experienced before. That's a given.
Yeah.
Why do you think dogmen force encounters to happen with so many eyewitnesses when they could have easily remained undetected, Jason?
Maybe they pick certain people to show themselves to, because just like in all things on this planet, everything is connected some way, somehow. And I think maybe the dogman gets a sense of someone that it's near and is like, well, this is the person that I could show myself to, and I don't have a whole lot to worry about.
Yeah, you just might be right about that. Of course, you can never think for a dogman any more than you can think for a person, so all we can do is guess.
Well, each of them, just like us human beings, they all each have their own individual personality, the way they do things. They're their own individual creature, I suppose.
Oh, I'm sure you're right. If you think about it, dogs are that way, horses are that way, people are that way, so why should they be any different?
Yeah, except they're really super, super smart. I mean, they're a smart creature, extremely smart.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, they're a lot smarter than most people give them credit for. If you've had a dogman encounter and would like to speak with me about it, whether in private or on the show, please go to dogmanencounters.com and submit a report. If you've had a Bigfoot sighting and would like to be a guest on one of my two Bigfoot shows, please go to mybigfootsighting.com and let me know.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's talk about your encounter now, Jason. Please give us every last detail that comes to mind.
All right. I was driving home. Me and my service dog, Scooter, were driving back from Valley Springs back to Stockton, which is where I grew up. And we were driving down, and then I ended up needing to use the bathroom. And I don't like to pull over on the side of the road and pee. I just am shy like that, you know. So I was like, I'm not too far from the river, so I can just use the bathroom there. So we drive into Clements. I make a right-hand turn onto a road called McIntyre Road, and close to a mile on the road, my van just completely just goes kaput, dies. And at the time, I was homeless, and I lost my business. I lost pretty much everything. So van dies. I get out and I pop the hood and I start messing with the battery and some like wires. And then I get back in the van and finally get it started up. And then heading down to the river, which was pretty close. And so before I got to the state park entrance, I had a really bad feeling. Like this, I had this feeling that came over me, which was like, don't go, you should turn around and just go pee somewhere else and not come here. But I had to go so bad, I ignored the red flag that I got and just continued driving to the river. So once we make it to the river, and as I'm pulling into the parking lot, now this parking lot is, there's no pavement or anything like that. It's just gravel, and it's just an old school state park. So as I'm pulling into the parking area, my van dies again. And so Scooter is sleeping in the front passenger seat. And so I had him secured. So I get out of the van, pop the hood again. And as I go to start tinkering with the battery and some of the leads again, I heard this really, really, really deep growl. And it was, I guess you could say it was like a, it was like a vibrating growl, like a low rumble. It was really shocking. And so I heard that and I was like, whoa. And the first thing that came to my head was like, at first I thought mountain lion. And then I was like, no, it's not, I've never seen a mountain lion at this river. I grew up going there with my family. The only thing I've ever seen there is deer, raccoon, and I saw a rattlesnake once. That was probably the most dangerous thing that I've seen was a rattlesnake. But I don't know why I thought cougar, but then I turned around and my gut said, get in the van right now. So I closed the hood, I jumped right back in. And as I get into the van, out steps about 50 feet away, through the brush, this large dog-like animal, this huge animal. And it was on all fours. And I was like, God, that thing is huge. And it just stayed there. It just stood there staring. And then it would look around. It looked to its left. Then it smelt the ground. And then it looked back up in my direction. And I was like, I've never seen anything like that here. Because except for deer, you know. But this thing was huge. So Scooter wakes up from... because both of our windows are like slightly open to like ventilate air. And Scooter gets a whiff of, he smelt the creature, it was obvious, and he gets up out of the front seat, goes to the back of the van and lays down on the floor back there and just stayed there. So when I was concentrated on watching where Scooter was going, I panned back around and I watched the creature stand up on its hind legs. And that's when I knew, I said, oh my God, it's a dog man. I think it's a dog man. And I got so scared. I was so terrified. I couldn't even turn my head away from like looking at it, and it slightly hunched over and started sniffing. Like it was a weird, like it was sniffing like slightly up in the air, and then it would crouch over and sniff in my direction at like a lower angle. It was really bizarre, and it was huge. It was really, I think it was maybe eight feet tall. It was muscular, but this one was tall and kind of slim, you know, like built like a swimmer. So it takes a few steps towards me or toward in my direction. That's when my heart about sank. And then it stopped and it just kept looking, and then it would sniff the air, and it I think it looked to its left again, but it did like a slight nod, like a slight turn, and then it turned its attention back to me. And so it stops, it's staring at me. I'm freaking out. I can't turn away from like staring at it because I was petrified. And then it turns around and it starts heading back towards the brush and the tree line. But before it completely left, it looked over its right shoulder back at me and turned its head and gave me one more little glance before he walked back into the brush. And at that point, I had to go to the bathroom so bad. And it left right as soon as the sun came out. And I didn't want to use the bathroom and leave my dog in the van by himself. And because I didn't want to have a run-in with the creature, I was freaked out. So got back in the van and put the key in, and the van started up, and I was really relieved, and I got out of there. We got out of there, and I ended up finally getting to go at like a gas station that was a couple miles. I mean, that was the most, I don't think I've ever had to use the bathroom that bad, like that. But during the encounter, I forgot I had to go. It was completely bizarre, but after it happened, that's when it came back, like, yeah, you need to go to the bathroom. And that's about it. I remember thinking to myself how beautiful it was, just the way it was like standing, just the way it positioned its body, and for something so powerful and dangerous, and it was so beautiful and majestic at the same time.
It's a lot to take in. Some people can't see how any eyewitnesses could find any beauty in a dogman they encountered, but a lot of eyewitnesses report that.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This one was really pretty. It had long, medium to long hair up on its upper portion of its body, but its chest, its stomach, its legs were covered in just like short hair or a fur. And had really long forearms.
What color was he?
I think he was, this one to me, I thought it was like a tan brown. It was kind of like it was in between white and like probably like a medium color tan. It also had black in it too. It did have, I think its mane looked black. Because I do remember it having a mane like a lion. And that seemed like, I think the mane was black. Its face was darker than most of its body.
How would you describe the shape of its head?
It was huge. It kind of reminded me of like a hyena. But it didn't quite look like a hyena, but it had that shape. But its snout was longer than that of a hyena. It had a long snout, but it had hyena-like ears, but they kind of pointed up straighter. But it had a long muzzle like a wolf or a German shepherd.
Well, I'm sure that's a vision you're never going to get out of your mind.
Not ever. Not ever, ever, ever. No.
No, I understand. When it stepped into view about 50 feet from you, were any lights from the parking lot shining on it?
Where it was in, oh, how can I describe it? It was in between. There's two light posts, one at one end of the parking lot and another at the other end. This one, he sort of stepped out maybe 20 feet away from the first light pole. And so there was a little bit of light, and that's when I saw, its legs were huge. I've never seen that much leg muscle in my life, ever.
Oh, no, I believe it. Yeah, these guys can be pretty built. Did it look upset when you first saw it, or did it seem to have a blank expression on his face?
He didn't look upset at all. He looked surprised, because when he like walked out onto the parking lot, I think he was attempting to going about his business. Like, I think he was going to cut through the parking lot and get to the other side where all of the oak trees were. And I think I caught him by surprise. And I think he was just checking the situation out now that I'm able to look back on it. And it was checking me out. And yeah, it didn't look angry at all. It looked like, what are you doing here? Basically.
Well, that's a good thing. Thank goodness he wasn't upset. After standing on his back legs and sniffing the way you said it did, you said it took some steps toward you. When they did that, would you describe its demeanor as being more curious about you?
Yes. It took a few steps forward and it hunched over, like looking through the windshield, you know, like looking at me. It looked really curious, but I wasn't reading it like that at that moment because I was terrified. But now that I've had time to like reflect, I think it was just curious.
Sounds like you're right. And yeah, who wouldn't be terrified? That'd shake anyone up.
Very scary. And he had to have been 8 feet tall. He was huge, but built like a swimmer's body. He was really impressive.
Oh, I'm sure he was. When it stood up, could you see any claws on his hands?
I didn't see claws, but I did see its fingers. It had really long fingers. But because it stepped out, it stepped away from the light post and got into where I was sitting, it was dark. Where the van died at.
I see. You said his head looked kind of like a hyena's, but he had a longer muzzle. Talking about his ears, how would you describe them?
Kind of like a cross between a hyena and a wolf. They were wide but pointy, like sort of like Batman's ears with Michael Keaton's mask. But they started out at a wider base, lower to its head.
If they had a wider base, does that mean they were kind of on the sides of his head?
It looked like they started out on the side, but they ended up pointing straight up. It was very weird.
Oh, I don't doubt that. How tall would you say his ears were?
They were big. If I didn't know that it was a dog man, I would have thought that they were horns.
Well, yeah, they must have been awfully big.
Yeah.
Before you had that encounter, did Scooter like going into the woods with you?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we were homeless, and the reason I was in Valley Springs to begin with is because there's a state park there called Hogan Lake, and you can camp out there, and they have camping spots there. So I rented a campsite for like 4 days, and so we were on our way back from basically camping.
How about after it happened? Did he still like going into the woods with you?
Scooter is a trooper. He's a trooper. Right now, I currently live in San Francisco, and there are a lot of walking trails here. And Scooter, he'll just walk the trail, but he is a little more cautious now. He does a little more investigating, and he does a lot of marking and marking his territory. And yeah,
I'll bet he is more cautious after knowing what's out there now. Yeah, how can you blame him? Is Scooter who I hear in the background with you right now? Sounds like you have a dog with you.
Yeah, my dog's sleeping.
That is Scooter, though?
That's Scooter.
Yeah, sounds like he never leaves your side. That's a good dog.
He is a good boy.
He sure sounds like it.
I would be seriously lost. I would be a wreck if I didn't have him. I'd be a total wreck.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I definitely understand. I love dogs too, so I feel the same way about mine. How about you, though, Jason? After that experience, did that affect your love of the woods?
Yeah. I wouldn't even step foot on like a basic little trail. I was terrified. I'm getting better now because when we moved to San Francisco last year, like I said, there are a lot of walking trails here, and we have Golden Gate Park, which has this huge nature trail. And so I forced myself on the nature trail and said, I have Scooter. Things are going to be okay. Scooter will alert me if there's anything around. And Scooter's very good at that. Really, really good dog. He will let me know if there's something good, something not good. He is a great service dog and an even better guard dog at times. He's very protective.
He sure sounds like a keeper to me. Good dog. You mentioned that you were homeless at the time. Do you think that made it more difficult to come to terms with your encounter?
Oh, yeah. I felt like at the time I didn't have a voice or a leg to like stand on. Like, who would believe this homeless guy that's living in his van had a real life encounter with a werewolf or something that looked like a werewolf?
Yeah, that would be really difficult. No matter what your circumstances are, if you come forward and talk about having a dogman encounter, it's almost a given you're not going to be taken seriously.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Because you then, at that point, knew the dogmen were out there, what kind of changes did you make and where you would spend the night?
Well, I would pitch a tent, but since that encounter, we just slept in the van. I just put the seats under and we slept in the van.
Did sleeping in the van make you feel that much more secure, or did it leave you feeling pretty vulnerable still?
I felt pretty vulnerable still. I didn't feel secure or safe in either situation. I was like, says, I suffer from PTSD, from childhood trauma and stuff like that. And my PTSD was like triggered to the max. It was insane.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Talking about the PTSD, what would you say was your lowest point when it came to dealing with that experience?
Lowest point, I kept thinking that some other dogman would end up coming up while we were sleeping and breaking into the van and getting to both of us. I had that fear really sunk in for like the first half of the year.
Well, you are only human. You had pretty much the same kind of fears that most people have after having experiences with these guys. A lot of people worry about them breaking into their homes, and the van was your home at the time, so that doesn't make any different from anyone else. Do you know if Clements has a history of dogman encounters, or are you the first person to see one there, as far as you know?
I think I was the first one to ever see one, because Clements is right before, it's the beginning of the Rolling Hills there. Valley Springs is where the hills are kind of like mountains. So Clements is the Rolling Hills. There's a lot of agriculture out there. There are a lot of cows out there and pastures, and they have 3 dairy farms out there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, sounds like it. When you pulled into that parking lot by the river, Jason, did you have the place to yourself, or were there other vehicles there?
I had the place to myself because I pulled in there. I was surprised that the gate was open so early. So I think park maintenance just got there, popped the gate open, and left.
Yeah, it would have been nice if you did have company, but I guess if you did have company, he might not have popped out the way he did.
Yeah.
You said you were tinkering with your van when you heard that deep growl. Did it seem like it was directed at you or in a different direction?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't... When it happened, it scared the crap out of me, but I don't think it was howling towards me. I think it was just letting whatever is around know that it's there, if that makes any sense.
No, that does make sense. But we're back to the whole thing about guessing about what its intentions really were. All we can do is guess on that. You knew about dogmen beforehand, but did you actually believe they're out there?
Yes, I did. But I didn't think in a million years I would ever get to like see one. And I did.
Well, you know it is. You never think that you're going to see a dogman until you do.
Right, right. And it is such an experience. It's such a unique experience. There's nothing else like having an experience like that. Like all the emotions that get wrapped up and your thoughts and your reactions. It's a unique experience.
That's a good way to sum it up. You recently started a Facebook page that focuses on them. Please tell us about it.
Yeah, my Facebook page is called Dogman Study, and it's primarily focused on Dogman, and I will post news articles of people that have been attacked by unknown canines that weren't identified. So it's sort of like a little Facebook news page about dogmen.
For anyone listening, so that you know, I'm going to post a link to it in the description for tonight's show. That'll make it really easy to find. Well, it's about time for us to get out of here, Jason, but before we do you have any closing comments you'd like to share?
Just everybody, when you're outdoors and just outside at night, period, keep your head on a swivel because anything can happen.
That's always really good advice. Well, Jason, I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing the details of that experience with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for allowing me to. Thank you.
Well, you know, you're welcome. Thanks again so much. Have a great night.